Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 121 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to talk about conspiracy theories.
The New England Patriots have been involved in numerous conspiracy theories. During the AFC Championship 24-20 victory over the Jacksonville Jaguars, several conspiracy theories spread stating that the referees helped the Patriots advance to Super Bowl XII.
Is that true?
I don't know. That's the first I've heard of it. But yeah, Patriots have done a lot of crooked things in the past. That's what, you know, like by many during their dynasty run. They cheated quite a bit, so that's why people either like them or absolutely hate them. So
I must be one of those that likes them.
You like the Patriots?
Yeah.
Not today you don't, because they play the 49ers. So you better not cheer for them today.
And by the way, a lot of these are pretty long, and people accuse us of reading everything, and well, we are absolutely are reading these, so yeah. They're kind of long.
Okay.
On the day of the 1998 World Cup final, Brazilian striker Ronaldo suffered a convulsive fit. Ronaldo was initially removed from the starting lineup 72 minutes before the match, with the team sheet released to a stunned world media, and then reinstated by the Brazil coach shortly before kickoff.
Okay. I don't know why that's a conspiracy.
I don't either.
Maybe it's just because they said that he couldn't play and then that he actually did play. So, I know that's big in football, like, but that's due to betting lines and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet. I'll bet there's some gambling people out there that were pissed by something.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, that has to have something to do with it. Because I can't see it affecting any other way. So, but yeah, that's to do with gambling.
And besides that, it's a World Cup, so nobody cares.
Pretty much the whole world, but...
Except America.
Except America. All right. The, quote, frozen envelope theory suggests that the National Basketball Association rigged its 1985 draft lottery so that Patrick Ewing would join the New York Knicks. Theorists claim that a lottery envelope was chilled so that it could be identified by touch. I never heard about that one either. I'm not.
What kind of a sports fan are you?
I'm not a conspiracy theorist person. I don't think there's a big cabal behind things. I don't. I think they play games and.
Any kind of lottery with envelopes, I guess, could be done that way.
Yeah.
Unless you left them there overnight or something.
Yeah, I mean, it's silly, I think. It's just silly. So.
According to a theory, smartphones with microphones listen to private offline conversations and use the data for targeted ad.
I would not doubt for a second if this is
There's
false.
A lot of people that say that that's happened to them.
There's times where I've sat there and I've talked to you about things, and next thing you know, it comes up on my Facebook. Like, you know, the eye appointment. Never looked up on Facebook about looking for eye doctors or anything like that. Next thing you know, I get Eyeglass World ads on my Facebook page. It's weird. So, I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, it'd be stupid if they didn't do it. It's automatic marketing.
Facebook doesn't get along with Google, do they? Like mortal enemies.
I think it's...
And Google makes the operating system for the phone, so yeah. I would think that they wouldn't share that data with Facebook.
I don't know. I think they're all in it to make a buck, so they'll all help each other out. So that's just my opinion. Yeah, I mean, that's never happened to you? Like when...
Without... Searching. Some benefit of the doubt, some obscure thing... could have happened. But there's a lot of famous people that swear that they never looked up anything, never talked to anybody, but they said something and their phone started targeting their ads.
Yeah, that's where it happens to mine, so.
Maybe it doesn't happen to me because I hate ads and I'll avoid them everywhere I can. Yeah. I have ad blockers on my internet.
That's true.
Everything.
Okay. Birds are government drones spying on the American people.
Could anybody believe that? I have heard of this before.
Yeah, it's a big conspiracy. It's hilarious, actually, because they get on the power lines to recharge, and yeah, I think it's freaking funny. Cause
it was something like birds did exist, but at some time the government killed them all and replaced them with drones.
Yeah.
That's kind of like the dihydrogen monoxide conspiracy. Somebody made it up as a joke to see how many people would believe it.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what dihydrogen monoxide is, don't you?
No.
It's a very, very dangerous chemical.
Okay.
It was associated with the Challenger disaster.
Okay.
People die from dihydrogen monoxide. It's one of the most common causes of death.
Really?
And dihydrogen means two hydrogen atoms and one oxygen molecule.
Okay.
That's water.
Yeah. So they drown?
Yeah, drowning.
Okay.
But when you call it dihydrogen monoxide, it sounds ominous.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't even on our list here.
No.
But I knew of that one.
Huh. That's interesting.
The dead internet theory is the belief that the modern internet is almost entirely populated by bots and AI-generated content.
What do you think?
Slightly true.
You think so?
There's a lot more generated content than there ever was back in the days when I first started on
the internet. Especially now with the AI and all that coming about. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I could see that happening.
Although people post pictures and stuff, and when I look at that picture, I go, that was an AI did that. I mean, it just seems obvious to me.
Mm-hmm.
And other people just completely oblivious.
It's interesting, isn't it? Don't you think?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Another claim is that the world governments have hidden evidence of a once worldwide civilization with access to free energy and populated by giants, which was destroyed in the 1800s by a great, quote, mud flood cataclysm, causing it to be buried.
This is sort of like Atlantis.
So, yeah.
And apparently, every time a body of one of these giants is discovered, when the bones are discovered, that the Smithsonian covers it up immediately.
Something interesting.
The thing that I thought was most interesting about these giants is that they have two rows of teeth.
Okay. How do they know that?
Apparently people have seen the bones.
Okay.
But they've all been covered up.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Conspiracy theorists claim that government agents are utilizing direct energy weapons and electronic surveillance to harass members of the population. Theorists often cite research into psychotropic weapons such as LSD, the Cuban health attacks, and the microwave auditory effect as proof of their theory. This has been on 60 Minutes, even.
Oh, yeah, it's been all over the place. And they're saying that it's been going on for years now. But no one can prove anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's all very shoddy.
Every time some government employee gets a headache, they blame it on...
Exactly. Yeah. And it's to me, it's always people who have an issue with...
with the government.
Exactly. Yeah. They're disgruntled about something or other. They're looking
just
for
like, just like how they killed all the birds and replaced them with drones.
Yeah. They're looking for like a hand-me-down to hand me out. So, yeah, I don't pay that one very much mind.
It might be true, but I don't think it's as prevalent as theorists are making it out to be.
Yeah, I would agree with that. All right. Conspiracy theorists often believe in new military technologies. Subjects of theories include the alleged Philadelphia experiment, a supposed attempt to turn a U.S. Navy warship invisible, but instead resulted in time travel and the tsunami bomb, which is alleged to have caused the 2004 Indian Ocean tsunami.
I imagine everybody's heard of the Philadelphia Experiment because of that movie.
I've heard of it because of the movie. I've never heard of the tsunami bomb.
Yeah, I hadn't heard, but it wouldn't be that hard to make a tsunami bomb. The problem would be going undetected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anything that could make a tsunami that big, it would find the source of it pretty quick, I would think.
You would think.
And that tsunami didn't come, like, out of the blue, did it? Wasn't there an earthquake or something?
Yeah. But it's, I mean, it was huge. I mean, it killed, like, 5,000 people, I think. Hmm. Maybe even more than that, so.
Well, I wasn't one of them, so I didn't pay any attention.
Thank God you didn't get hurt. I don't think you'd be hurt by any tsunami if any tsunami ever hit, considering we're in landlocked
here in Kansas. It would be kind of doubtful that the waves would reach this far.
Yeah. So, I think we have other things to worry about, like the end of the world if that happened. So.
Numerous theories pertain to the alleged suppression of certain technologies and energies. Such theories focus on the allegations of the suppression of the electric car by the fossil fuel companies and the Phoebus cartel set up in 1924, which has been accused of suppressing longer-lasting light bulbs.
That's been going on for years, hasn't it?
I don't think it's necessarily a conspiracy. For instance, you buy a washing machine. Or a refrigerator. Like LG refrigerators were real popular because they had a touchscreen on them. And after a few years, they quit working. And people go, it used to be you buy a refrigerator, it would be the only one you would need your whole life. Mm-hmm. But suddenly refrigerators are dying all over. Yeah. Well, it's just because the companies are making cheaper shit.
Mm-hmm. That sucks. But supply and demand. So.
And what did LED bulbs do to these supposedly short-lasting light bulbs that were on the market?
What did they do?
Well, nobody buys filament bulbs anymore. Everybody buys LED bulbs.
LED lights, yeah. Yeah.
Now, I will say, I have a black light in the bedroom. And the reason for the black light is it comes on in the morning to wake me up without shining a big, huge light in my eyes. It's a nice, gradual wake-up.
Yeah.
And the company that makes those light bulbs, they sell them two at a time. And it says that the bulb will last 10 years if you only... If you use it 3 hours a day, every day, it will last 10 years. Well, my timer turns the light on when it's time for me to get up, and an hour later it shuts it off. So it only runs an hour a day, and it lasted less than a year.
Really? So it lied to you.
I put that in the review, too.
Same for you.
Okay if it only lasts a year, but they shouldn't go around saying it'll last 10 years.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think this is not a conspiracy. It's just the inshittification of products.
Yeah, definitely.
Radio frequency identification chips, such as those implanted into pets as amino tracking, have drawn the interest of conspiracy theorists who post that this technology is secretly implanted in humans. And don't you get that chip when you get your COVID shot?
Yeah, that's what they think, anyway. Still haven't gotten my superpowers from that chip, anyway. So I'm pissed, still. So. Yeah,
maybe I should wave my phone over you to see if I can pick up anything.
Bunch of dead air. Hot air. So. What do you think of this?
It's one of those things that's just plausible enough that it might be true, but it was so easy to verify. Just run all cell phones now have an RFID receiver, so just run your phone over somebody and you'll know whether or not they have those chips. Maybe people don't know that.
Yeah.
I mean, I have the Libre glucose sensor, and you hold your phone over the top of it to activate it.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's why I knew about it. Maybe most people don't.
Mm-hmm.
But I suppose that they're giving everybody a number with their RFID chip, and somebody out there has the number 666, and he's going to be the Antichrist.
It's going to be your number.
Flat earther conspiracy theorists hold that planet Earth is not a sphere, and that evidence has been faked or suppressed to hide the fact that it's instead a disk. Other claims include that GPS devices are rigged to make aircraft pilots wrongly believe they're flying around the globe.
Hmm. This is completely moronic, in my opinion. Flat earthers.
I can't help but think that truly in their hearts they don't believe what they're saying. That they just want attention.
Yeah, so you think it's all a farce?
Mm-hmm.
So
kind of like I don't think Trump believes any of what he says.
Hmm. No, see, I think that idiot actually does.
Oh, yeah, I guess he's not smart enough to
realize his own moronicism, I guess. Well, yeah, I mean, the flat earthers are just ridiculous, in my opinion. But it's...
Well, if you look up at the sky and you see the moon, and you know, you can see that the moon is a globe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big ball. It's fairly obvious that the Earth is, too.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I mean, everything points towards it, you know, that it's just not real, that it's, you know what I mean, it's just not real, so there's really nothing else to add to it.
And the idea that people thought the Earth was flat, I mean, I don't think very many people ever thought that, even in antiquity.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like Christopher Columbus's... His cruise was to prove that you could go to China by going east instead of by west. Going west.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out he didn't know there was another continent in the way.
But, yeah. Yeah, he thought he was originally
It just
trading.
Proved that for a long time people have known the Earth was a globe.
Mm-hmm.
Numerous theories pertain to weather controlling projects. Theories include the debunked assertion that HARP, a radio technology research program funded by the U.S. government, is a secret weather controlling system. Some theorists have blamed 2005's Hurricane Katrina on HARP.
Hmm.
It's true, isn't it?
There's some people that believe it.
I think if the government could control the weather, they'd control it a lot better.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, I mean, it would be the benefit of controlling it.
Well, I don't know. It would be nice to only have it rain at night so you didn't have to bother with it.
Yeah. But, I mean...
Remember Trump said he could deal with Katrina by setting off an atomic bomb.
Yeah, that's true. Sorry. All right. This is so asinine and ridiculous. Right. A climate change conspiracy theory typically alleges that the science behind climate change has been invented or distorted for ideological or financial reasons.
I bet it's the oil companies that are saying this.
Yeah. Making things up so they don't get as much money.
Well, scientific consensus for a long time is that humans have caused global warming.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people who just don't want to admit that because they don't want businesses to take the blame.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like for so long they said that there was no direct connection between smoking and cancer.
Yeah, they proved that wrong.
Long, long time ago, yeah. But people just kept perpetuating because they didn't want to take responsibility.
Mm-hmm. And then got cancer, got sick, and then died.
Hmm.
So.
Among the foremost concerns of conspiracy theorists are questions of alien life, For example, allegations of government cover-up of the Roswell UFO incident or activity at Area 51.
Okay. Yeah. Do you think this is true?
Yes, I believe that there is a place called Roswell.
Okay. Now, do you believe that they did an alien cover-up?
Most of the evidence that came from that, it was like 50 years old, mm-hmm. and most of the people with direct knowledge are long gone. Yeah. You know?
Well, do you think they'll ever come out and own up to it?
I doubt that there's anything to own up to, but kind of like saying that that there were two gunmen that killed the president. It sells books.
Yeah. Yeah, the crazier it is, the more money it generates. So. Okay. Many conspiracy theories have drawn...
I better read this one.
Okay, sorry.
Many conspiracy theories have drawn inspiration from the writings of ancient astronaut promoters Zachary Sitchin, who declared that the Anunnaki from Sumerian mythology was actually extraterrestrial beings who came to Earth about 500,000 years ago in order to mine gold. What do you think?
What I think is, I think that's crazy, but I've read about this, that it's like a very far advanced civilization.
But not from another solar system. They believe that this is a planet in our solar system that comes around every 500,000 years, and they get close enough that the people who live on it can get to Earth.
Really? So they're in our solar system, just we don't ever see them?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's got to be true. It's written down on paper.
Silly bear. Be interesting if it was. But I mean, that would, aren't they saying that explains like how the pyramids were built and that's where Atlantis went and everything
things like that.
Yeah. So I mean, the idea would be cool, but I'm really.
Zachary Sitchin made a lot of money on those books.
Oh, did he? Yeah. That's cool. And to each your own, right? All right. The most prolific theories allege that the U.S. moon landings were staged by NASA in a film studio, and with some alleging the involvement of director Stanley Kubrick.
Stanley Kubrick did 2001 A Space Odyssey, which was a phenomenal film at the time. There were no computer graphic animations back then. For instance, the scene where the astronaut is jogging through the ring of the spaceship, they actually built a set that was the entire size of that so that he could jog on the bottom of it as they rotated it. So he was a pretty interesting director and could do effects that people would think would be impossible.
Mm-hmm.
So... of course, he was smart enough to fake the moon landing.
Yeah. Well, do you think they did it, or do you think they faked it?
It seems pretty real to me. There are reflectors on the moon that you can fire a laser at, and it will come back to you. So it pretty much proves that there's something on the moon reflecting it back.
And didn't they talk about that in the Big Bang Theory?
Yeah.
So I guess that's that's a bogus conspiracy theory.
But again, it sells books and movies.
Mm-hmm.
It is claimed that the pharmaceutical industry has mounted a cover-up of the causal link between vaccines and autism. The conspiracy theory developed after the publication in Britain in 1998 of a fraudulent paper by discredited former doctor Andrew Wakefield. I think we talked about this on... like the last episode or the one before.
Yeah, I think so too.
Where I said that if people were concerned about their children, they would want the vaccine, not discredit it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so silly. I mean, it goes back to MAGA these people are all MAGA.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's, don't tell me what to do. You can't tell me what to do. It's all cover up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's ridiculous.
And it's sad that it's a conspiracy theory on something that is so beneficial to society.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, way beneficial. Water fluoridation is a controlled addition of fluoride to a public water supply to reduce tooth decay. A further theory promoted by John Birch Society in the 1960s described fluoridation as a communist plot to weaken the American population. How is it going to weaken?
This is one of the oldest conspiracy theories.
Yeah. How is it going to weaken? Because the fluoride weakens the mind, or
it's poison. Yeah.
That's so stupid.
But to me, something, you shouldn't define something as a poison just because it can kill people, because it all depends on the quantity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you still got to let them know that it has the possibility to do it, though. Don't you think?
Dihydrogen monoxide.
Okay.
Very, very dangerous chemical in the wrong hands.
Mm-hmm.
A number of conspiracy theories have been promoted about the origin and purported motive behind the COVID vaccine and its spread. Some claim that the virus was engineered and it may have been in a Chinese or United States bioweapon or related to 5G mobile phone networks.
Hmm.
Was almost believable until you get down to the 5G phone network thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why did they have to put that in there? Why?
Because it came out about the same time,
so therefore they're connected.
Yeah.
That's just laughable, don't you think?
And if COVID was engineered, they didn't do a very good job, because it's not like Ebola. It doesn't kill everyone that it... I mean...
Yeah, just a small percentage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Still scary as fuck, though. Sorry, pardon my language. Don't you think?
Scary that people would rather believe a conspiracy theory than do something about it.
No. You're absolutely right. Conspiracy theories allege that pharmaceutical companies assisted in the creation of diseases including ADHD, HIV, and HPV. Why would they do
from,
that?
From the beginning of the AIDS pandemic, people were saying that
It was
created to kill gay people.
Why would it be? Why?
It wasn't.
Yeah, I know, but...
But it is... It's something that hit the gay community first.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, it's a conspiracy.
Yeah. So vastly, too.
It actually has been around longer than the technology that could have created it.
Hmm.
There is a sailor who lived in the 1920s who had the symptoms of AIDS, and they had blood samples,
mm-hmm,
sealed in wax,
okay,
of his blood, and they've tested that blood and found out that he had HIV in the 1920s, long before anybody could have, before he had the science to create something like that.
That's interesting. That's way interesting.
Yeah, HIV is something I know a lot about.
Yeah, just a little bit, right? Well,
a 2013 study suggested that almost half of Americans believe at least one medical conspiracy theory, with 37% believing that the Food and Drug Administration deliberately suppresses cures due to the influence from the pharmaceutical industry. I would think it would be higher than 37%, because so many people like to say that, there's a cure for cancer. They just don't want to give it out because people would stop needing drugs.
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. All these are so wild. You know what I mean? They're so bizarre. But I guess that's why they're conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm.
So,
because it would take a conspiracy to explain it.
It's just, they're so asinine, though. I mean, it's laughable.
Well, this is probably the most believable one of all of them.
Yeah, you're right. All right. QAnon has a core belief that a cabal of satanic cannibalistic child molesters are operating a global child sex trafficking ring that conspired against Donald Trump.
I didn't know that they were conspiring against Donald Trump.
I know Trump's conspiring against them.
I thought he was part of QAnon, not the other way around.
He is part of QAnon. He might be Q. That's what some people say. But no one knows who Q is. So, this is absolutely crazy. These people are nuts.
The definition of nuts, yes.
Yes, like, very far out there, just cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Like, wacko. Like, them and the flat earthers should have a party.
And maybe I give humans too much credit, but every time I hear something like this, I think, those people don't really believe that. They just want attention. But
they do.
I don't know. There's a few out there that probably genuinely believe crap. Speaking of, here's a good one. The voting pencil conspiracy theory concerns special pencils at polling places which enable electoral fraud by erasing votes.
I've never heard of that one before.
I have. And what I think is weird is that they say, don't vote with a pencil, vote with a pen. Which is just the opposite, because I could see somebody putting pens with disappearing ink in the polling places so that the votes disappear. But pencil lead does not disappear.
No. No. Even when you erase it, it's still there. So, that's funny.
It's just completely backwards.
Yeah, exactly. All right. The deep state refers to an unidentified insider, power elite who manipulate the nation's politics and government.
Well, everybody knows that's the case, right?
Yeah.
The deep state runs everything.
That's what they want us to believe.
They decide what the elections are, who's going to be on the ballot and who's going to win and everything.
Isn't the deep state supposed to be the politicians behind the politicians taking care of everything? The ones you never see?
The billionaires that control our lives.
Wow. Yeah, I don't think that's there. I really don't think there's someone there that really cares about what me and you did today on a Sunday afternoon. You know what I mean? Would you agree?
My mind is spinning here. I think that also explains aliens.
Okay.
There are no aliens visiting Earth because Earth is so uninteresting. Out of all the places in the galaxy with all the wonders and everything, why come to Earth?
Because it's the coolest place. We're the neatest place on the block. I have no idea. All right.
United States Federal Emergency Management Agency is the subject of many theories, including that FEMA has been building concentration camps in the U.S. to prepare for imposing martial law and genocide. You look like you've never heard of this before.
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's been going on so long. FEMA has been making camps, but they're not concentration camps. They've been building, like, mobile home parks.
Okay.
To put people who have been displaced when their houses have been destroyed.
So, like a hurricane survivors, tornado survivors, stuff like that. Okay. Yeah.
It does not mean that they're planning to impose martial law.
But they think that it's the foregrounds of making a concentration camp.
Yeah.
Well, it's happened before.
It's right there in front of us in writing, so it's got to be true.
Silly bear. A 2012 fatal mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, prompted numerous conspiracy theories. Among them, the claim that it was faked to promote gun control. Theories such as Alex Jones have suggested the event was staged with actors. He lost a multi-billion-dollar lawsuit against us.
He lost bad on that.
Good.
That bet.
Good.
He thought he was Teflon.
Yeah.
He could say anything and justify it as a First Amendment right, and does not mean you can yell fire in a movie theater.
Well, and I just don't know how someone could go and say all that stuff to those poor families. I mean, they were young babies that got killed. And it's just sad. It's heartless.
For 15 minutes of
For
fame.
15 minutes of fame to prove something that doesn't need to be proven. And you're not proving anything. You know what I mean? You're basically being an asshole.
You're proving that you're an
Yeah,
ass,
you're an
yes.
asshole. So, yeah, screw Alex Jones and the horse he rode in it. So.
At least that's one case where someone was, what's the right word, punished for.
Being a boob.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm glad. I mean, I think they completely bankrupt him, but I don't think he can get away with it though. I think he like tried to, I don't know, he tried to do something
Oh,
where
like millionaires do. They give all their money to somebody,
he.
they sell their empire for a dollar and
Yeah.
think that they can get it. But
But
I don't think these families are not going to let him go.
no, and I think they've already taken steps to stop him from hiding his funds and stuff like that. So good for them. Good for them.
Numerous conspiracy theories surround the rumor of various celebrities to be a clandestine sexual relationship known as shipping. Proponents of celebrity shipping conspiracies state that celebrities of the same gender are being forcibly closeted by a homophobic industry.
Do you think so?
In other words, they're saying a lot of gay actors
Are being closeted?
are being forced to say that they're heterosexuals. And I don't know, there's plenty of cases where that was true in the past.
Yeah.
Rock Hudson,
I don't think so much anymore, though.
Jim Nabors.
Yeah.
Yeah, anymore, I mean, who cares?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think this plays true anymore at all.
And the word shipping, I have never heard that before. And in a situation like this, I think it's something I would have heard of.
No, you're right.
Like always.
But I think back in the day it could have been true, but I don't think so anymore. I think it's become more and more commonplace that there is homosexual people in public. So I don't think people are forced to be in the closet as much as they used
Well, like Martina Navratilova, when she came out, she said she lost all of her contracts, all of her sponsors, everything.
Yeah.
So I can see why they would be afraid of
Yeah.
that.
Well, look at Ellen DeGeneres. Same thing happened to her. I mean, she came out on her show and lost everything. Then she got lucky with Finding Nemo, and you know what I mean? So I mean, it can happen, obviously, but I think the chances of it happening now are less and less.
I hope so.
Yeah, I would hope so too. So, well, do you have a joke for us this week?
What did the conspiracy theorists have for supper?
I don't know. What did the conspiracy theorists have for supper?
A drone fried steak dinner.
A drone French? God. God. You're a dork. Oh, God. All right. Once again, it's cuter because you're telling it. All right.
We hope you liked episode 121 of the Bear and Kerr podcast. This is Bear.
This is Kuro.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com, and Oz is spelled AWES.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at Pride48.com.